33 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's pretty icy up your way, I know, but what are the markets looking like so far this morning?
Well, the markets aren't looking much warmer. The corn market's just fractionally lower, however, after having been down a little more than that in the overnight trade. We had very narrow trade. Export bookings that came out early this morning, I think, were a little disappointing at 23.8 million bushel, although there were 6 million bushel in new crop. The market's still kind of reeling off the China anti-dumping tariff that was put on DDGs. We knew about that in September. We didn't know it was going to last for 5 years, however. USDA did list a couple of corn sales this morning, a small one to Japan, and a bigger one to unknown destinations. Both were 16-17 crop. This is ahead of the USDA report that comes out at 11 o'clock. That report's really expected to show a big increase in U.S. ending stocks, but the trade, I think, has absorbed that kind of a idea already pretty well. On the soybean side of things, we're down a quarter to a penny and a half with the March beans at 10.11, and they're down a half cent with the new crop November 9.96 and a quarter, down a penny and a half right now. We're just looking at a market that's kind of marking time, waiting to see whether USDA raises Brazil's crop as much as some of these private estimates that are up in that 104.5 million metric ton crop size. USDA last month projected Brazilian bean crop at 102. Again, most everybody has in their wheelhouse that by ending stocks of beans will continue to work lower, even though the stocks right now look rather high, over 400 million bushel. On the wheat side of things, we're up just a fraction in the nearby, down about a penny and a half in the deferred months. Not much going on there. Wheat seedings are expected to be down about 2 million acres from a year ago. The livestock's really on its tail today, with live cattle down $1.17 in the nearby Feb. The feeder cattle on the March are down $1.75. The hogs are just pretty well standing still in the nearby February. However, the Aprils are down 35 cents. We've had a big reversal this week in the U.S. dollar. It's been a huge move down. It's trading at 101.06, was down 67 this morning. That'll be an interesting thing to watch, whether that dollar continues to lose ground. The crude oil has rebounded from early week lows. We're back over $53 a barrel at $53.36, up $1.11. This market is really going to probably be pretty stagnant going into the 11 o'clock hour Central Time, when USDA issues these four big reports. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.